listening to The Reckless Eric Radio Show with your host,
Reckless Eric.
WERS, the worst thing on the internet.
As I'm possibly a long way from home, though I'm not really sure if I am or not, because this is pre-recorded and I have not got the power to look into the future, I think I ought to start with something English. And what could you get that was more English than the wonderful Kilburn and the High Roads? This is Ian Dury before he was a blockhead. And this is the Upminster Kid.
Sideboards to my chin. I used to go around in a two-tone Zephyr with a mean and nasty grin. 12-inch bottoms on my Stardust flex and socks of dazzling green. With Gene Vincent Crowder, remember the love of an Upminster rock and roll team. Whatever sealed up dollar hair stock in down. The silver hair stopping go down. Amazing that feeling still around. Started wearing leather instead. I could not afford a ruby snaffle tie or a black suede club and shoes. But Gene Vincent Crowder, the people still move over when the Upminster Kid walked through. The silver dollar hair stopping go down. The silver dollar hair stopping go down. Amazing that feeling still around.
Thank you.
they didn't sound anything like that live. In fact, I think most of the people that played on that record were session musicians, but it's still a great record. I think Dave Mattox from Fairport Convention played the drums. Ian never liked it, but I always loved it. I saw them live around the time that that came out, and I'd never seen anything so shabby. I mean, I'd been in bands that were shabbier, but they had the most glorious shabbiness. Everyone in the band had something wrong with them. The drummer was on crutches, and the bass player was really short, and Ian had a gammy leg and kept limping across the stage, and the saxophone player looked like a psycho, and possibly was, as I found out to my cost later on, but that's another story. And they looked like they'd arrived in some sort of Variety Sunshine Club bus, courtesy of a home for the dispossessed.
Sitting on the beach like Clarence in Wonderland. I know you'll understand. Riding up the beach, it only took a moment. Along came a lady looking for amusement. She came up to me and everything was smiling. She said something sounded like a violin. Let's go to my chateau. We could have a good time drinking lots of sky wine. Miss Julia Kate, queen of the moon. We're gonna get there soon. Gonna get there soon. There's no doubt about it.
Move!
This is where I start to feel like one of those college radio DJs that doesn't quite know why they're doing it. You hear them drifting in and out of range, driving across America. They're always ones that are filling in for someone else, and they say, yes, this is the, you heard this record or that record, and they tell you what you heard before that and what you heard before that, and you don't actually know what you heard before that because you were in Starbucks waiting for someone and then you were driving a car, and you don't know what you heard before that anyway because you were out of range of their radio station. But anyway, that was the Tropics of Cancer. That was sent to me by Sexton Ming on his specialist outsider music label called RIM. rimrecords.co.uk. There you go, sextonming.co.uk. Look him up. Become his friend on Facebook or whatever it's called. And meanwhile, whatever else, that was Mountain Blues before that by Sonny Terry without Brownie McGee in this instance for the blues buffs amongst us. And I don't know where I'm going now. How about a record from my dad's record collection? I love this one.
There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling is still in my heart. I saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling the moment that you danced.
I should be seriously worried about myself. I should have been seriously worried about myself at the age of 16, when I should have been out and about thrilling to the new sounds of T-Rex or something. It was very strange having this ironic liking for my dad's record collection. Very disturbing. Here's another one of his.
Ababuka.
Every day you're wondering, wondering what will you do? Every day you're
skanger, 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 skanger.
What will you do?
Skanger, 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 skanger.
Then you'll be free. You wouldn't even try to reach the top. Then you'll be free. You wouldn't even try to reach the top. Then you will see. Every day you're chiki, 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 chiki.
I'm feeling high, so high. Pranga, pranga, pranga,
in pranga,
pranga, pranga, pranga, pranga. Every day they talk, wondering, wondering. Do skanger, you skanger, believe skanger, 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 skanger.
Do skanger, you skanger, believe
skanger, 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 skanger.
You skanger,
katika, 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 katika. Katika, katika, katika,
even. Bells are ringing, I'm feeling high, so high, in my even. Got enough around.
Changa, 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 changa.
Got enough
changa.
Says I'm going to get some love and some hate for this. I was in Norfolk and I went in this charity shop and I found all these Harry Chapin albums in amongst the Black and White Minstrel Show records and everything, and they were all in great condition. I thought, well, I'll buy them. I don't know, well, I didn't know anything about Harry Chapin except I am the morning DJ on WANK. So I got these albums, I find them at once preposterous and magnificent. And the bass player on this record is my personal hero and figure of fun because he sings the high parts. You probably know it if you're American, but I certainly didn't.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. Oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in just looked out the window. She said 16 pops had paid. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name. A smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile, just the same. And she said, how are you, Harry? I said, how are you, Sue? Through the too many miles and the two little smiles, I still remember you. Was somewhere in a fairy tale. I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the back of a Dodge. The lesson hadn't gone too far. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights. I took off to find the sky. Whoa, I've got something inside me to drive the princess blind. There's a wild man wizard, he's hiding in me. In my mind. Oh, I've got something inside me, not what my life's about, 'cause I've been letting my outside tide me over till my time runs out. Much more for us to talk about. Whatever we had once was gone. So I turned my cab into the driveway, past the gate and the fine trim lawns. And she said, we must get together, but I knew it'd never be arranged. And she handed me $20 for a $2.50 fare. She said, Harry, keep the change. Well, another man might have been angry, and another man might have been hurt, but another man never would have let her go. I stashed the bill in my shirt. And she walked away in silence. It's strange how you never know. But we'd both gotten what we'd asked for such a long, long time ago. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights, I took off for the sky. And here she's acting happy inside her handsome home. And me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stoned. I go flying so high when I'm stoned.
Send all your complaints in via the www.blogspot.com/thingamajig. See you again next time. Bye.
WERS, the worst thing on the internet.
Things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is no deal.
There's a midget standing tall,
and the giant beside him about to fall.